Pshach, Sonora, Maisa, came once to Buskov, close to Rosh Hashanah. Buskov was very nervous. Rosh Hashanah, what was that? Buskov was very nervous. Rosh Hashanah. Shach asked him, Buskov, why are you nervous? Chazal say that we are not like the goyim, that in the Yom HaDin they wear black clothes and they're nervous. We wear white clothes. We have a beautiful suda Rosh Hashanah. B'tuchim sheniske b'din. B'zchut der, we zeichet to Hashanah teivo b'suda. Why are you so nervous? The will of Shach asked the Buskarov. And the Buskarov told him, you have a mistake. The halacha is, we have to be with the whole anoge of Rosh Hashanah is betuchim shenizke bedin. We are sure that we will be zeiche bedin. And our anoge has to be yontif dik. Not hoylelusa, but yontif dik. He says, betuchim shenizke bedin, the pshat is, a little kid, Lama Zangon, is very sick. His parents take him to the hospital. They give him a lollipop or something. He's very happy. His mom is not nervous. He's about to go into the surgery room. They give him like a balloon that flies up. He's even more happy. So the pshat, the kid has bitochen. The kid is not scared of a vestish. He says, Chazal said, if a person is, but we are not scared from Rosh Hashanah, it's not because betuchim sheniske bedim. We're just not nervous. If a person is namish pachad moves, he's petrified. Vos v'zay, Hashem will save me. Then it's aftocha, Hashem will save you. We're not scared. The Baba Mai says we're not scared. Of them is no aftocha sheniske bedim. They yell amelech, amelech. They're happy. They're not scared. It's not a chokmah to dance to be happy. The vote is we're so scared. But we know Melech Malcha Amlochim Ovinu Ato, and then we have Bitoch. Then we are Zeiche Bedin. Skirov says, I'm nervous because I know that I'm not nervous. I'm nervous because I know that I'm not nervous. So the vote is really, it's a very tief vote. You know, people sit in the Suras Rosh Hashanah, they go back, Mshul, Bitochim Shenizke Bedin, and they have the fish, and the head of the fish, and the simonim, and it's like, Mamash, a beautiful Rosh Hashanah. And the Mamash think that they're climbing up the mountain, the Har Hashem. No shaykhs. They're just posh and not scared. But the Emes, and we started to speak, we're already holding already Otot, and the Achonis for Rosh Hashanah, and we're not scared. You go around, you look, you're sure you'll see Bachim are scared. Remember when it was a Suffolk Gulf War, a Suffolk Epis, yeah? Already everyone was nervous. Maybe Epis guys were starting to run away. After snowing, they could do the Fazah. Guys are not scared. What's the pshat? So the Emes is, the famous question, why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur? And really the order had to be, do tshuva, and then come to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll say, you're a good person, Chaim. You're a bad person, Gehenna. Or a good person, Tzolos. You're a bad person, you'll have Gishmak, and you'll lose your Lamaba in this world. But why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur? It's the famous question. And the answer is, and this is Be'etzem, our avoida in our generation to bring the early Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? A person sits and is mamlich the ribayne shiloylom al kol ha'ilom kuloy. A person thinks there's a whole world made for millions and millions of miles. You know, today they call it the black holes. You can go in 500 years of light. Without end, such a huge world, and all this huge world, huge. The stars, every star is bigger than the whole world that we know. And in all of that big space that they call it, There's one little corner that is called world, where we are living on. And in that little world, there's millions of people, or billions of people over the years. The Ribbono Shel Olam is standing, and in front of him is the whole world. 100 years of light to that side, to that side, to that side, and who knows what is after it. And there's one little circle that is people there. And in that little people, one of them, Namazagim, the roommate, is disturbing him. And his mama, she's sure tomorrow morning, the roommate will not be awake. Yeah? The guy's mama should write with him, others can suffer. At least his hands will fall. Yeah? His mama should tell for him how the guy is walking around. The guy spoke, the shituchim, the mama should rush and rush. You think someone cares, Bichlam? And this whole big picture. The Tirek Kodesh Baruch Hu cares enough. Only give an example to yourself. You're standing in the sea. There's billions of crumbs, little pieces of sand. Two pieces are fighting with each other. You care? I'll ask you a better question. You know, in the water, I don't know if you saw it once, there's a lot of little fish and the big fish eating it the whole time. You care? Is it bad? No, they don't. The big ones eat the small ones all the time, yeah. The sardines are into the bigger fish, yes. You know, when you see a movie on a jungle, yeah, and you see the lion jumps and he bites the zebra on the back, yeah? You care? Maybe some people it's hard for them to see it, some people it's not hard for them. You care? You don't care. So you don't care. Billions of fish are gone in a second. You care? Don't care. Forget about that today. People like Atayani don't care. About Gainish Narayan today. Why do you think the Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about you? Why do you think that he cares about you? Such a huge world. Without an end. I mean, how's it that? All of this world, if it disappears or doesn't disappear, doesn't make no difference in the whole picture of the world. No difference. We have millions of malochim. Massive. From the space that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away, you know, there's a lot of billion fish this size, and we are this size. From far, you know, everything looks the same. From the space that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, look down on the whole world. Is it different to look at the fish and to look at human being? It's no difference. Hashem is far, far away. He looks down. He sees world, and he sees this world, billions of fish are eating, and people are also killed the whole time. ISIS is also killing people. You think he cares? Why he won't care? This is really the Ribbono Shel Olam. And be'etzem, when you misboinen on that, it's very hard to daven. When you start the avodah, like what? Problems. Vaviso tehilo, mikrutze choimer, michanite neshama vehiti ilosach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all of his godless, is going down, and he's asking to listen to me. It doesn't make sense. Are he was before the world would be created, and he will be after it. And he has real tzaddikim that were with him. Why bichlal he cares? But it's a godless of Hashem, but we can't understand even that godless. And be'etzem, he wants to listen to us, and he's masking to listen to us. And when we start to daven, we have two ways to daven. One way to daven, meloich al kol ha'olam. He's giving me the koyach to make the king bigger. You don't understand what it means. Or I could tell him, by the way, my roommate, I have a problem with. So he's standing on Shashana in front of Melech Malchei Amlochim Olamos, everything is there, and he says, you know what, if you want, you could do something. And you tell the king, you know what I want? Yeah, then. Or you can tell the king, you know what I want? It's Galen Ochuscha. I don't know what it is. But you let me to, you give me a power to do something, I will try to make you bigger. Who the king will take care of? Who the king? For sure the one that will be Mamlich the Melech. I want to go a little bit more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the whole world. anything. This is what we believe. From his perspective, anything that has happened by me is not more from a little fish. If he wants, he could do it like this, he could do it like that, he could do what he wants. He needs me to remind him before. Or he needs me to remind him, by the way, Hashem, I'm not managing. By the way, Hashem, I need help. Well, he needs to be reminded. He doesn't need to be reminded. Chatzke Lev Mishnev says, his mother says that was a batzoiris. There's no rain. So they asked, Rebbe asked, who could daven and the rain will come? So Leo Anovi said, Rebchir Vibonov. So Rebbe goes on Tainis, and he sent Rebchir Vibonov to the Om. Ki Omru, Mashi Voruach, started huge rain. Ki Omru, Merid HaGeshem, Ose Mitre. Mashi Voruach, Ose Zike. Merid HaGeshem, Ose Mitre. Ki Bo Lemeim HaMechai HaMeisim. Omru, Mi Gilo Roze, Omru Elio. So Omru said, they hit him at 60, Tul Mesa Denura, we don't know what it means. And he got dressed up like a bear, and he ran into the whole crowd, and the whole minion stuff. Fein Tum Chatzko, we know, the kids, when it rains, the yell Mashi Ruach Omer Lageshet. We know the Saint Talmoto really brings the rain. Why, when they said Mashi Ruach, the wind came, and when they said Mashi Omer Lageshet, and we can boil a meima mechaya meisi, and we're not asking for it, it's only askoret. Not the Chatzko. Hashem doesn't need to be reminded to do. He knows himself and he manages himself. Like, you don't remind him to make your heart to beat. You don't remind him. It works anyways. You don't remind him to make the sun. Everything he manages. You need to remind him, my roommate needs to be killed. Yeah? That's the only thing he doesn't figure out himself. That guy is so bad. Guy's not sure. Roshu is right. He doesn't have everything else he has. No, us. But when we daven, is a way a chetimtze that we makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is the metzius. How much we believe everything is by Hashem, but when someone is sick and we daven, we really get close to him. But the emes is only a chetimtze to be makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Chiya veBonov, when they said Mashi v'ruach v'tzot sha'akore, was no more purpose for rain, for not giving rain. When they said Meirin HaGeshem, was no more purpose not to take down rain. Was the Spitze HaKore. Spitze HaKore. When they wanted to say Mechaya Meisi. This is really Be'etzem. The Tchilas HaAvoyde of Rosh Hashanah. Imru lefonai Malchi is Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. The Avoyde in Rosh Hashanah is really to live for that moment. That Hashem is Melech Malcha Amlochim, He's Kol Yochol, nothing is happening in the world without Him. If He wants, it's good, and if He doesn't want, it's bad, and He knows everything what I need. And when a person is holding it that Madrege, he doesn't feel that he has to daven, but what Hashem wants me to daven, He gave me a koach, for sure to daven, for Mashiach to come, for sure, for that He will enjoy the most. The person has a father that takes care of him and everything. And then the kid comes in, the father says, what do you want? The kid says, I need new shoes. Father gives him. The kid comes and says, Father, you know, I have a way that you could be worth double. I want to help you. So mommy needs help. Father feels much better. Give you offer. Hashem says, I want you to daven, I will give you the koyach to change the world. So I'll bring Mashiach. If my davening could do something, the rest, Hashem, I trust you, you will take care of. This is the Oymek HaTshuva. We'll get closer to the time that why people ask, why in Rosh Hashanah we don't daven for private zachar? There's no need to daven for private. When you believe Hashem is running the world, it's kimat embarrassing to daven for private. Hashem is everything. You're standing in front of Melech Malcha Ablochim. He runs the world. The stars, everything is figured out. Mamash, everything is figured out. By the way, if you could yen him for another $5, please. You can't even say it. When you do the Savoidah, you can't do it the whole time. Some people do it when they say Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, and davening. Some people do it, especially when you do the Psukim of Malchias. אמרו לפני מלכויס כדי שתמליכוני עליך. זה עמק העבוד עברש השון. Like we say in all these avodas, if you don't prepare for them and you don't get ready for them, it's kimat impossible doing Rosh Hashanah to come and to be in that kind of hachana. And we'll be masbir it more, Bezus Hashem. I want to go only when a person feels that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world and he's Melech Malchei Hamlochim, and this is the Tachlis. To have the $1 million or not, it's irrelevant. To be rich or not, it's irrelevant. To be successful or not, it's irrelevant. Clappy, the big picture. You know what? There's such a big world. You know, I have five fish. I own a street. I own a city. What is it? A dot, you can't even see it. Think about Hashem, is the difference if you own a city or not? No difference. Clappy, the real picture is no difference. When you come to Olam HaEmes, they will not see it on you, Bichlal. They will say, you did Ratzon Hashem, but you didn't do Ratzon Hashem. You served Hashem, but you didn't serve Hashem. Echot b'tzar, yoyisar v'mer shaloi b'tzar. The guy that had money will say, chaval, I had money. Echot b'tzar, yoyisar shaloi b'tzar. My friend came back to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have how to live, and he learned in the mirror. I had everything going for me. Such a shame. Such a shame. Like I say, Alamol de Moshol. That bochel that comes up to the Shemaim and he has mitzvahs, like a little sandwich bag with all of his mitzvahs. I tell him, this is what you have. Try my best. Try to look, you know, a sandwich bag, you can't even buy a plastic chair in the Shemaim, yeah? He's trying, yeah? So they ask him, you know, he says, like a second Seder, my chavrusa, misk. He had a besikvias with someone, he would leave once a week. Baruch Hashem, I learned without that. Even it was very hard, some of my friends were schmoozing downstairs, and I stayed in Bismedrash. You know, five boxes. What else? Then this man, he left a week early. And Mamish, I stayed. And I was in 10 boxes. What else? He came 2 days later, his man, these guys. So another 2 boxes. Like 17 boxes. This when he goes into the Shemai, he meets his Chavrus, he said, why you came Bichlal? Shat, so you would not come, I would really have Gan Eden. In this world, we feel like, look, he has a chavrusa, I have, I'm mamish, I'm the fuk. You'll be happy for the days of your suffering. The hard days count. The easy days don't count. Sometimes Hashem loves someone and he sees he needs to help him, he gives it harder for him to win and to grow. This is the avoid. But Rosh Hashanah really comes before Yom Kippur for the real reason. When a person manages in Rosh Hashanah to be in that madrega, he feels terrible at what he did bad, and he has a good plan how to do tshuva. If Yom Kippur will be with four Rosh Hashanah, it's useless. Sorry, I know how to be better. It's a whole different level. It's a whole different league after Rosh Hashanah. And every yid, Tzuma Shel Yom, really helps. This is Be'etzem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesadah the Dvar. And again, when a person gets to the Rosh Hashanah and he starts to realize who is the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gets a pachad noiro. Even now when we're speaking, I see it's 90% of the oiro. It's our gosha. This is the ribbono shel olam. I'm not embarrassed now. I have to go to my room and do nothing. I'm not embarrassed. What I will answer him? He wants an everyday cheshbon. Doesn't have the most of the days I learn. What happened Friday? What happened Shabbos? What happened 7 o'clock? What happened 11 o'clock by night? He wants a cheshbon. The big picture, I was a good person. He doesn't need that. He has a lot of fish. You don't let the big fish to eat you. He doesn't need you. He made a chesed to bring you to the world, to misyaches to you, that you could do rotzen Hashem and shine. Passing is not an option. We know in the world is, you know, you could pass, you could do good, you could do bad. I pass. In Yeshiva, I pass. There's no pass. If you're not givaldik, you're terrible. This is the emes. If you didn't do rotzen Hashem, it's Ganem. Beinanim tluim v'ayinim for 10 days. It's not in the middle. I'm okay. Everyone knows here if you can call himself a tzaddik or not. And terrible if you can. Came Chazal and loved us. And realized that we need a little Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah that is before the real Yom Kippur. And this is the system that we have. They were attacking Elul. They were attacking Yemei Aslichas to get ready to Rosh Hashanah. And then come Aseres Yemei Tshuva that halachadik we have to do Tshuva. And we are now finishing the first part of Rosh Hashanah as the introduction to live in the atmosphere of Elul, either we did it or we didn't do it. And we come into the second chelek of Elul, that is Yemei Aslichas. And we have to start to get ready to do tshuva. And the reason is, what we're speaking now is very good. We're in a bubble of listening to these kind of words. But we get out of the bubble and we're not connected to that. The avodah of Elul is first to live in that kind of atmosphere and to start to look what I have to change and to start to live in a better kind of life. This is Yemei Aslichas. This is the second part of Elul. But we start, who wants a givaldik emoshel? But on this phone, a father comes and he sees this little kid far away. The father opens the arm, he waits for the kid to run over. Sometimes the father opens the arm and the kid doesn't run over. It's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. So the father has to do, it doesn't help, it's mamish embarrassing. The father gets very upset and hurt. Kivyochot. Hashem gives us before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur, He gives us Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is Yemei Rachmim because Moshe Rabbeinu really went up to the Shemayim was Chodesh Elul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over from Midas Kas to Midas Rachamim, Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim, and we got the Luchos Shneios. But Hashem is coming. When we stand, we don't hear. Hashem says, I'm coming towards you. I want to make it to happen. I want to make it to happen. And no one comes over. How embarrassing it is. How much kittur it is. Rabbi said, G'doyle Yisrael didn't speak dvorim b'teilim chodesh elul. We blow the shofar for a month. We say ledavid for a month. This is what Hashem wants us to prepare to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. We didn't do all of it. Chaparai. I tell you, you're young. You didn't see the world. Be'einai ro'isi. How many people that had so much tzoros. And in 2 minutes, Hashem turned down that every single workout for them. And how much people that have everything going good for them. And in 2 minutes, everything went bad. The Megillah teaches us, listen carefully. Haman HaRosha made a gzeira. Kvar Yisrael Nischayev Kloya. They did tshuva. Everything turned out to good. And the Mefoshim explained, but Esther was already there, the tree was already ready, they needed Mordechai with the kids to daven, and in 1 second everything turned around. Hashem is magdim refu lemak. Everyone's hatzlocha is already written and organized. Even though it looks terrible, my matzah is not good, there's no way I could. It's not a mahalach, well, I don't know what I'm saying. Doesn't look how it could fall in place. Hashem doesn't need to organize it. He could. It's already organized. He bought us and He created us to this world just to try to do Ratzon Hashem and to try to be productive. It's the only purpose of the Bria. There's no different reason of the Bria. Like I said 2 weeks ago, the first week, when I was going with Asmanim in a plane, I sat in one of the heads of the army. I didn't know to me that he's the head of the army, but he asked to take his wife into to the pilot. Sitting near me, near the door, and they told him no. So the guy ever got very upset. So I asked him, why are you upset? He said, I asked that if he could take my wife in. And I said, no. I said, I'm very happy. Baruch Hashem, they said no. So why are you very happy? I said, I'm mamish happy. I said, why are you happy? I said, why they will let you? He said, look who I am. He showed me who he is. I said, maybe you made up this paper. He said, I don't know you. I know the name. I said, maybe you're a terrorist. And your wife was planning to blow up the plane now. Baruch Hashem, now I know the pilots are a bit responsible that they don't let people to come in. Because the guy has a paper, who says the real guy? So we became friends. So after that we started to discuss Ashkofe, Tere, learning, Yeshiva, Army. And we're discussing, I'm not going now for the whole discussion. But then I told him the marshal, I said, you know, at the beginning of the flight, I took a newspaper and I looked for 2 minutes. I said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm already guilty, feel guilty that I didn't learn that 2 minutes. Like when I was studying Yom Kippur, I know already one of the how true that will do is the first 5 minutes of the flight and I read a newspaper instead of learning. So he says, since all of your life you live with guilt. So no, try to do good. Let us be going back and forth. I don't know why you think Hashem created the world. Most people suffer. Maybe it's a 10% that live good. Even in that percent, why do you think He created it? People are killing. In Africa and all these places. Why do you think they should create the world? For what? To eat and drink and to die? What do you think? What do you think? Why Hashem created you? Why Hashem created you? That you sit here on the plane and you'll eat and you'll drink and you'll die? You think that's the purpose of creating the world? So he told me, so who said that He created? So I said, you go to Yom Kippur to Shul or you don't go? He said, I go. I said, you don't go? So I said, he said, I'll tell you the truth, you know, it's hard for me, the conversation is too hard for me. It's too hard for me. You're right, if I believe, so this doesn't make sense. So the answer, I'm living that I don't believe. So this is the answer. If you believe, it doesn't make sense that He created us even to come to the mirror for morning Seder, night Seder, and to eat. No. And to play ball here and there. No, He didn't create. I'm promising He didn't create you for that. But this is what He needs. One you say the second say no, no. And then they get married to Kovei Ayitim and to die. I'm asking if you think that He created you for that. What is the purpose? You don't have what to eat. You fight on eating. You're fighting on society. You're busy making friends and losing them and making new ones. You know, all of us in the same boat, yeah? It's not normal. You have to hold on to your friends, hold on to that. Who needs it? For what we created? How many geschmacki matzav you have? Maybe like 10 minutes in the festival in Asmani? Like, smacking deer is like a real 5 geschmacki minutes? Obviously, it's a different purpose. And we know that we're not holding there. Now, why I'm saying what I'm saying? The real original had to be that this is the Rosh Hashanah's job. And this is the Avodah, we'll speak about it more. This is really the real Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. It does everything. That sucks you into a different matzav. The pachat neiro, and then what knows, mimcho eilecho evrach. But He loves us and He will take care of me even so. That's a big avoider. That Rabbi Skarov didn't feel that He's getting to you. In our generation, we need to have a ti'ima. What we did now, with Rosh Hashanah, a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, to start to get ready. We can't start the Yimei Tshuva Ve'Aslichas because we're so far away. How a person gets to it? He takes the 2 weeks that are left and he tries to live in that kind of emunah. As a Boira Oilam, this is what he wants from me now. I'm doing the right thing now, or I'm not doing the right thing now. What Hashem wants? What Hashem wants? Yes or not? When a person comes to that akov, I'm doing what Hashem wants for me. He starts to pick up. He starts to get nervous. Why is it? He will pass one good Rosh Hashanah, one good Yom Kippur, Hashem will give us so much Siyata Dishmaya that it's like a chain. One good year, the whole year is prepared to be better and better and better. Could be a guy that never had a good Rosh Hashanah. He passed. Passes failure. Person passes Rosh Hashanah, he failed. So what? They live in carry on another year. He gets to the next Rosh Hashanah exactly like it was before. It's one thing difference. His number of his shoes grew. It's the only difference. This is passive. Managing Rosh Hashanah is Hashem gives you, like the Ramban, he gives you tools that this year you could become like this. And with that tools, next year, in 5 years, you could become Adam God. You could do Otzon Hashem. There's guys that could be never passed the Rosh Hashanah. So, he passed. So Hashem gave him another year to live with the same matzah. For sure, when he's a kid. So he need a little bit, but he's a bacher. It's like this. No growing, there's no wow, Adam Godel. Don't think people think Adam Godel when you're 80. The Rambam was nifty when he was 32. People think Adam Godel when you get 80, maybe. I'll tell you, I also talk when I'll be older. I'm telling you, it's the same thing there. If it doesn't change, what happens in the first year happens in the second year. And you know, when you're a bacher, think after I get married, I will start. You get married, you say, after I'll have kids, I will start. Then you say, no, my kids will be a bit older. Then you say, no, when I'll be a shirumation, I will start. Then you say, when I'll be a magichir. Then you say, when I'll retire, I will start. And then you say, when I will die, I will start. I'm telling you, if you don't start now, you will never grow. Forget about the world around you. Forget about everyone. You have 2 weeks. Prepare yourself to Rosh Hashanah. And remember, Ani ledoidi, Hashem promises, ledoidi, He will come close us. He will give us that father feeling. You don't know what it means. You know, if a guy, a president, will stop near him, he will feel good. A person feels malach malcha amlochim, and Hashem, Avraham Avinu, hitzitz olav balabira. I'm telling you, you don't have to be Adam Godel. You could be in your age. And you do that, you pitam feel Hashem is touching you. It's not the mienus. It's hitzitzol of balabir. Avram is nothing. Little kid. He started to feel, he looked in the world, he started to feel by Ha'ilam, Hashem put his hand back. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have siyach Hashem.